Jim Taylor back on the RFD Radio Network in Town and Country Partners. Time for our weekly IHSA segment. We go up to the northwest part of the state. Eastland Pearl City is a co-op in a huge small school football game in the state of Illinois Friday night, featuring two powerhouses in the Northwest Upstate Illini Conference. Lena Winslow, the defending 1A state champs, ranked number one in 1A, taking on a top 10 team in 2A. Both clubs unbeaten to this point of the season. Coach Jared McNutt, Friday Night Lights. Going to be a fun one at Lena Winslow on Friday night.
Yeah, it should be. It's always a tough place to play. You know, the stakes are high. Both teams coming in 4-0. And, you know, with Lena's history and the team they have this year, they're going to be really tough with them being ranked number one in 1A. And, you know, and in our conference, I think our conference might be one of the toughest in the state of Illinois in small schools, and it'll be a good battle.
Yeah, and you mentioned your conference, and you just look at the names over the past 10, 15, 20 years that play deep into November. It's schools out of the Northwest Upstate Illini Conference. Why do you think that is?
You know, a lot of college coaches ask me that too, and I'm not really sure what the answer is, but it just seems like we always have one or two teams that could go the distance all the way to November, like you said. And you know, we just have the athletes that come out of a different school every year. Sometimes it's the same school for a lot of years, but you know, fortunately EPC's had some good runs here in the last couple of years, and we got a good class this year of us going 4-0 now, and Lena's, I mean, they've been a powerhouse for the last couple of years. So like you said, this Friday will be an interesting battle.
Yeah, no question about it. And I know you look up in your direction of the state, and a lot of different parts of the state are dealing with declining enrollment. Now, you grew up and I believe graduated from Warren High School and coached there for 3 years. And one of the interesting storylines involving them is they're going to co-op with a Wisconsin school next year and play in a Wisconsin conference. And then the eight-man game, I know, is starting to pick up some steam. I think in your area with the likes of Polo moving in that direction, I think River Ridge as well. So what about those issues?
Our conference just met, and we're working on realigning the conference after those teams are leaving. Warren's issue was declining numbers, and last year I was there, we only had 17 total guys. And now that I've moved over to Eastland Pearl City, I got 17 total freshmen. So, I mean, we got about 50 guys out for the team, and it's just a total different atmosphere with 50 guys rather than 17. It was kind of hard to practice with them, but you know, I think it's kind of a trend in the small school area. I don't know if the kids aren't just going out or people are moving out of the small towns or what it is. But really the small schools in our state are kind of hurting right now as far as getting numbers out and getting kids to play football.
And the EPC co-op is a co-op between Eastland High School and Pearl City High School. And they've had a nice arrangement, I don't know how many years now. But apparently they figured the dynamics out with that. What makes a co-op successful, you think?
I think it's a 50-50 split. There's not one school that has more of this or one school has more of that. I think in the community support, you know, there's always a little, you know, mud in the water when it comes to, you know, basketball and baseball, but when football time hits, the communities really come together and they support our athletes. We practice half the season in Pearl City, and then we come on over, and we just switched over to Lanark last week. And, you know, it's a good mix. The kids like each other, and the communities really come together to help us paint the fields, put signs up around both towns. And they've done it, I think, since like 95 or 96. So it's been a long co-op that's been in the works for a long time. So I really appreciate our community support.
That's 20-plus years, and you kind of hinted at what Friday nights are like, and you get two venues. So a little more elaboration and detail. Friday Night Lights in Pearl City and Lanark. What's it like?
Yeah, Friday. We both are kind of down in bowls. The fields look very similar. We do a special deal where the students and the community members get their diesel trucks out, and they put diesel trucks on both sides of our guys, and they rev them up, and our guys come on down, and then Eastland does the exact same thing. And, you know, the schools are right next to the fields, and it just, the kids just kind of, they get it. And they've been in the program for that long, and the junior high program is together. So they get it by the time that they're fresh sophomore in varsity. So it's a good mix.
All right. And again, Friday night is a big small school game in the state of Illinois involving Lena Winslow and Eastland Pearl City. And I guess one of the interesting storylines, I think you people are very accustomed to it up in your neck of the woods, so to speak. But I think one of the interesting storylines is the athletic director, I believe, of Lena Winslow, Tom Smargesi, his kids go to Pearl City, so they play on the EPC co-op. How in the world does that work? That's got to be interesting when these matchups take place. All in good fun, though, I know.
Yeah, it is, and it's really interesting because they're twins. One of them's our quarterback, and the other one is a wide receiver defensive back. So, you know, I'm sure Lena would like to have those guys be at their school, but they've always been in the Pearl City district. Their parents live there, and like I said, it's a small town, small communities. Everybody knows kind of everybody and who everybody is. And like you said, it's all good and fun once everybody straps up the pads on.
All right, man. Small school Americana Friday night. You have a great matchup taking place at Lena Winslow High School as they host Eastland Pearl City, two top small school programs in Northwest Illinois. Coach Jared McNutt, thank you very much.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate it.
You're listening to the RFD Radio Network and Town and Country Partners. I'm Jim Taylor.